views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my job is to provide you with insights, tools, and practices that you can use to connect with what really makes you shine so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. My guest today is a wonderful woman by the name of Nicola Grace, who lives in Australia, but thanks to the wonders of technology, is able to offer her brilliance to a much wider audience. From cancer to making history, saving $1 billion industry from ruin, award-winning strategist and best-selling author Nicola Grace, the Mission Mentor, helps entrepreneurs and visionaries clarify and monetize their life's big mission so they can make a bigger impact, transform the world, and build their legacy. Now, you can find out a lot more about Nicola at her website, which is nicolagrace.com, and I'll give that to you again later. But before I actually welcome her to the show, I just want to take a moment and kind of set the stage for this conversation, because it's quite possible after hearing that little introduction that you're thinking, what? Entrepreneur? Visionary? That's not me. I'm a mom. I have a job. You know, it's a career, but I'm not an entrepreneur. Or you might be thinking, it's going to be all about running a business. And it's really not. I mean, it is in some ways, but it's not totally that. So I want to plant two seeds of thought that you can kind of use to guide you as you're listening, if you care to. The first one is that being a vibrant, powerful mom is all about being tuned in to what really gets your motor running. It's about being authentic, tuning into deep-seated values, building strong relationships with others, and doing it all from a place of self-love and compassion. Now, I think you'll find that these kind of words come up with Nicola in conversation. They certainly did when her and I chatted a while back. Secondly, being a mom is all about change and growth. I mean, what lit your candle a year or two or three ago might not do the same for you today. Feminine energy is very much like this. If masculine energy is the riverbed that guides the water from one place to another, feminine energy is the water. It bounces over rocks, sneaks into crevices, and splashes along. So change is part of its very nature. Now, our current work environment is a more masculine structure, and so lots and lots of women are starting to feel like that might not work for them anymore. They don't feel inspired by it. So even though you might have chosen a career of sorts and perhaps even publicly claimed it by going to college or university, you might not want to stay there forever. And so this is an area that Nicola really excels in, helping you to figure out what your true passion is, what really gets you going. So without further ado, let me welcome our guest and we can dive right into the topic at hand. Nicola, welcome to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show.
Thanks so much, Debbie. It's great to be here. And that is a really good introduction there, talking about, you know, what the mindset to approach the show. And is it okay if I actually just add a third point here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I think, like, I often work with a lot of mums that are going back into the workforce or changing their careers. And what you're going to find now if you're going back out there is the world has changed and so is the job force. And this whole idea of entrepreneurship is something that's actually spreading out into the workforce, as now it's not a traditional job that a lot of people are getting. It's a contract. And so they've got to do their own bookkeeping. You've got to make sure the contract's going to get renewed. renewed. So there's an entrepreneurial way of being, even though you're going into the workforce. So I think the whole world is going to benefit from an entrepreneurial mindset for that reason.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for adding it. So let's start with a little bit about you. I mean, how did you get to be the mission mentor?
Well, you said it best about the feminine energy. Goodness me, I like that. I got to be the mission mentor by splashing over a lot of rocks and crashing and burning quite a bit.
Yes.
So obviously, you know, I've always known that there is a bigger mission or a bigger purpose to my life. And I've spent most of my life trying to figure it out for myself and never really quite getting there. So whenever I was doing something and I thought, oh, yay, this is what I'm really passionate about, it would unravel and sort of like get pulled out from under me. Or I'd splash on the rocks and crash and burn. So right. I've had this hugely eclectic background. I started out as a history teacher in secondary schools for late teenagers, just mm-hmm. about ready to go to university. And then I followed my passion as a dancer and a choreographer, and I started my own theatre company. And then I moved into film and television. And then I moved into corporate training. And then I moved into spiritual teaching. And then I...
Wow, what a perfect example you are. That willingness to check out different things and to figure out what really is floating my boat today. What is
Absolutely. And what I found out of all of that, really kind of like the quintessential moment of change for me, was when I was working with the natural health industry in New Zealand. And I created a strategy for them, came out of nowhere, created a strategy for them that turned back the tide of legislation that was officially going to shut 85% of that industry down. It was very, very hostile pro-pharma legislation. So they'd been fighting that for 7 years, and I said, well, no, that's not going to happen on my watch. And within six months, that strategy was successful. So everybody said to me, man, obviously that was your mission and you were born to do this, and you need to figure out what was your secret sauce and tell everybody, anybody that wants to make change in the world, anybody that wants to get out there and make a positive difference, they need to know what were the success factors. So working with somebody to dissect those success factors, it was everything that I had learned in my life about the law of attraction, about, you know, Buckminster Fuller talks a lot about aligning to generalized principles, and then as a humanity, we will succeed. And I was unbeknowing, using all of these just because it had become second nature to me. And that was the secret sauce. So I went, okay, this is my life mission. I'm going to pass this on.
Right. Oh my gosh. You know, I love that, because we talked for a moment there about the masculine energy, and it is very much about let's get from here to there, which is why goal setting is such a big part of our structure right now. And it can make you feel like when you get into a certain area and you're driving forwards in that area that you should never change tracks. You know, like, so a person like yourself could do that and go, okay, so I guess I'm done. I mean, where do I go now? And you certainly hear a lot of this in the talk about retirement and this, you know, idea that I can't remember what it's called, but the idea that, you know, when your years of service and age equal 85 or whatever, often you can retire. And sometimes these people are quite young still, but they feel like, well, this is it. It's over. I'm finished.
but even before 85, because I mean, this is one of the reasons why I think that, you know, there's lots of reasons why we have an epidemic of men who are depressed, is because they'll have a goal, they'll reach it, and then there's nowhere else for them to go. And so they get depressed. We see this with people who are at the top of their sports game. So it's a road that has its value, but it also needs to embrace the feminine. We need to have the masculine and the feminine dancing together, I believe.
Exactly. We need both. And I just want to remind people that it's not just women that use the feminine and men that use the masculine. We both use both of them. So this is about an energies that we need to embrace fully. Okay, so let's regroup here. And on this show, you know, we are talking to moms who want to live a vibrant, powerful life. Yeah. Okay. So how can having a business based on your purpose increase your vibrancy? Could you start us off with that?
Yeah. Well, I discovered that because I had, at the time I was working with the natural health industry, I had cancer for the second time. It was final stages melanoma. The first time was leukemia. Yeah, really tough.
Yeah.
And when I rose up, like there was this energy within me that just rose up to step forward to do something that was part of my purpose, it was part of my life mission, I could actually feel a different kind of quality to my life force pumping through my veins and my blood, and I had huge amounts of energy, and to this day I still do. And I realized that purpose, like your purpose for being, is really where we connect with our soul's reason for being on the planet. And so that has a kind of a vibrant quality that when we're living that, we're accessing that full vibrancy of our life force. And when we're not living that purpose, we're not accessing that full vibrancy. So that's how we do it. We do it by connecting to the soul, you know, the soul purpose, the soul reason for us being here. And it takes care of the rest. We don't have to fake the vibrancy or ramp up our vibration, even though I do that and I take lots of superfoods.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's a really good point. It's not just about what you're eating. It's not just about the exercise that you're getting. When you connect to that the creator, or whatever you want to call it, there is just something so beautiful there that flows through you, right?
Absolutely. It's a common thing in people who have cancer who discover that they've got a purpose, that it actually helps them get over that illness. And I see this with women who have taken time out of their career to look after the kids, and they've kind of lost themselves a bit, and then they refine themselves and they refine their focus when they get involved in, you know, moving towards building a business or building a career path that's aligned to that purpose.
Nice. Okay, you know what? We have to use that as a little segue here. I have a scenario, and I'm hoping we can use this for the rest of the questions so we can help people kind of make this real.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Jane. Jane is a mom. She has three kids, and her youngest is just turning 5. Her oldest is 10. All right. So she has a career. She actually went and got her teaching degree, but I just want people to understand she could be a nurse. She could be an admin assistant. She could be a hygienist, a dentist. She could be all kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. And so she's a teacher. And when her oldest was born, she took the year mat leave, and then she went back for a year, and then she got pregnant again, and then took another mat leave. And when it came time to go back after the second child, she just really felt it wasn't the right thing. So her and her husband figured it out. She stayed home with the kids. Well, now her youngest is ready to start kindergarten, and it's time for her to go back. And she's excited to be going back out in the workforce, to have her own paycheck, to dress up, to talk with other adults, you know, to have that. But she no longer feels really enamored with her job. And that's kind of upsetting to her because she did all that schooling and, you know, she hardly had a career. She only did a few years before she got pregnant. So can we use her as our example to everything we talk about from here on in?
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
awesome.
So Jane,
yes,
the world is your oyster. I mean, you've got skills from the training that you've done. And you've got skills from raising kids and all of their interests. So you, all of a sudden, your general knowledge has increased, right? Because you've got all of this, these new worlds that you've gone into because you've raised kids. So there is a pathway forward whereby you get to actually use all of those skills in the next, you know, the next direction of what it is that you're here to do. And see, what I've discovered about our purpose is that it is evolving. So it's not like there's going to be a dramatic turn away, or for some people there is a dramatic turn away. Let's be honest. But not always that you're not going to be using the skills that you already have. So you haven't wasted time. You haven't wasted your education. And I think that's a really important message today because the world is changing. We've got the robots and the, you know, AI. I don't really want to go into that, but it's changing the workforce. It's changing business.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But purpose always has a purpose. It always has a reason for being here. So you'll always be viable in the market when you're looking at building a career or a business based on that purpose. And it's always just going to evolve your skills. Here are the set of skills that you've got. The next step in your life is all about how that then gets applied within the new market context. So obviously there's going to be a bit of self-discovery work that needs to be done to figure all of that out, which is, you know, which is what I've mastered in, is building those self-discovery processes. So I think the biggest thing I can say is the world is your oyster. Be prepared to take the journey, because it will give you all of the answers that you're looking for, and everything does fall into place and everything does sort of come together and you go, wow, that just makes sense for me.
Okay. So would you be suggesting then that Jane should definitely change course right now? Like, it is teaching done for her? Or should she go back and give it a try and see how that goes first? Or
I'm not a big fan of giving something a try, simply because I did that and that's how I splashed on the rocks and crashed and burned. I'm a big fan of connecting deeper to the heart and the soul and doing that soul searching work. You know, if you need to work with somebody to do that, you can, or just spend lots of quiet time on your own, really digging down into this idea of what am I really here to do and how have I really come here to contribute and what is my next level within my purpose. So all of those three questions start to give you the direction. And for some people, it may mean going back to work while they build the next direction, or it may mean shifting their career or doing something that's a step in the direction of where they ultimately see themselves. But I'm not a fan of trying stuff, especially in this market when the job pool in what everybody is trained for is dwindling and dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. Just mm-hmm. about everybody really needs to go out and get re-educated or learn something new to prepare us for the new world that we're moving into.
Right. And you know, there is so much value in what you just said, because I think for a lot of women, and certainly this is how Jane feels, is that it's a hard sell to convince her husband that, you know, I don't just want to go now and do this job that I said I was going to do 10 years ago. I did for 3 years and, you know, now I've left it. And that's very much thinking about, okay, what's the money, right? Where's the, show me the money. Yeah. I need the money. Yeah. Exactly. And we know that that's not the driving force. But one thing that really stands out for me is that for the last almost 10 years in Jane's life, they haven't had that second income. So this is actually the perfect time to really look at what you want to do before jumping back in and getting that second paycheck as a tester. Because once you do that, you know, it's hard to leave once you get used to that check come in.
Yeah, it is hard to leave. And then you've got your juggling time and you're too tired, you know, to do things, because like a job can really suck the life out of you if you don't enjoy it. Yes. One of the things that I've put together in my model is that monetizing differently, you've got to monetize differently if you are going into a business in today's world. Most people think monetization is I've got a service or a product and now I'm going to sell it. And it isn't necessarily that today. We've got, you know, we've got a global audience now. So you've got to be thinking about that. We've also got the Elderman Trust Barometers recently come forward and said that the values have changed in the market and people want to feel a sense of purpose and a sense that they're contributing to the greater good when they part with their money. So there's all these different things that we've got to juggle when we're putting a monetization model together. And I always say, you know, you need to have about 7 income strategies, but you're only going to build them one at a time. And the first one's all about now money now. What is the now money now? And sometimes that is going back to a part-time job, like 1 or 2 days a week, just to have pocket change, but not full time. If you can do that, if you're wanting to build a business, so you don't have that taxing time. As soon as you go into a part-time job that's more than 3 days or 3 full days, that's when it starts to get difficult to build the business. So there's But here's the deal. It's like when you know what you're building and you know where you're starting, you've got the passion and you've got the fire, that you can then build a transition strategy. And I see too many mums just go out there and go, oh, I want to be a coach now, or I want to do this now. And they just go out and do it without doing that groundwork of what's my business model, who's my niche, what's my message, what's my strategic development and my pathway forward. And I see this, I've had this with a number of clients. I've seen, I've worked with them to create that strategic development transition and the cash flow. They can take it to their husbands so they can actually see, and I had this with one client, they can see potentially within 6 months, there's more money coming in than if they went out and got a job. So they got the backing of their husband. And I think that's very valuable.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I mean, that's your partner, whether it's your husband or your wife.
Yes.
Or,
whatever. Yeah.
But, yeah. Whoever you have to answer to. And sometimes exactly. It's your parents. You know, you're 30, 40 years old, you're going back into the workforce and it's your parents that you have to explain it to because they're the ones who are going, but we put you through university.
Or your children, like a 10-year-old child.
But that is very true too. Yeah. So I'm wondering, is there like any little thing, like one of the questions I wanted to ask was, how do you monetize a mission-driven business? And you mentioned about the money now, that kind of thing. Is there more you can share on that, or is it just too deep of a topic for us to jump into?
No, it is a deep of a topic, but no, we can certainly start that conversation. I think there's several things that you've got to be thinking about. You can't just be exchanging money, goods and services. You have to also exchange a feeling of greater purpose. And this is where the level of consciousness has just really started to reach turning point now, because the Alderman Trust Barometer puts it at 50%. 50% of the adult global consumer population want to feel a sense of purpose or that they're contributing to the greater good with their purchase. So right. When you know your purpose and when you know your mission, what you're here on earth to do, to achieve, and how you're here to, you know, to help the planet evolve, that becomes part of the greater good. So by people working with you, they're helping you build that mission. Like, you know, for example, my life mission is all about creating the conditions that will bring peace on earth. And the way I'm doing that is by building sustainable businesses that are doing good in the world, either environmentally or socially. So that has a ripple effect of everybody prospering and, you know, eventually, you know, bringing peace on earth. So when people work with me, they're contributing to that outcome.
Right.
And there's more as well, you know. So greater good isn't just about work with me and I'm going to give 1% to my favorite charity. We've evolved beyond that. You've actually got to give the feel good in the exchange. So carefully thinking out your business model is really important. And then the second piece of the puzzle for monetization is we can't be one show ponies anymore. That's the industrial model. So I'm just going to sell one product. I'm just going to sell one service. This is all I'm going to offer. Because we know that when a competitor, a robot, AI, something comes into the market, your whole business is wiped out. And most businesses do get wiped out when something shifts in the market. So a robust monetization model is going to be a little bit eclectic, but serving the same niche so that you're not scattered and you're not all over the place. And what you're doing with that niche is you're serving them deeper and deeper and broader and broader. So, you know, so as the market shifts, you're shifting as well, but you're still servicing that niche that, you know, you've come here to serve and that you love to be hanging around with.
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Love it. Love it. I have a few different thoughts that I want to share here, and I'm thinking, oh, I better keep my eye on the clock because, boy, time is just zooming by. So let me just go with a question and put all my thoughts aside. If you were starting over again, what would you say would be the priority for people to focus on, like for all of us to focus on? Have you already talked on that or...?
No, not really. The if I was starting all over again, I would say do the work, do the self-discovery work, and specifically what you want to be looking for is your soul expressions and how you've come here to express yourself. Because when you express yourself via these, that's where the joy is, that's where the happiness is. But not only that, that's where your mojo is. That's where you tap into your higher potential. So if you're going to build a career path or a business that's on anything other than what brings out your higher potential, it's not going to have the same outcome. So for example, and this was a big turning point in my business and in the businesses of my clients, when I discovered that my soul expressions we've all got like about 5, 6, 7 of them. Some people have a few more. And my soul expression, the top ones that had the most value for me were writing and speaking and teaching and traveling and visioning. Mm. I really changed my business because at the time, all I was doing was teaching. I wasn't doing any writing. I wasn't doing much speaking other than when I was teaching. I wasn't traveling much and I wasn't sort of like giving my vision for the world and how things could be and then helping people with their vision. As soon as I put all of those together, that's when I sort of started really tapping into the soul's magnetism. I started magnetizing towards me opportunities for me to advance. And then I started getting clearer and clearer and clearer about what my purpose was and the details to fill it out so I knew my way forward. So now I know that my business model needs to make sure that I'm expressing all of these expressions, not just one of them, in order to get not only that fulfillment and tap into my higher potential, but to start that law of attraction process of, you know, bringing things towards me that are going to help me progress and move forward.
Nice. Oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. I want to make sure that I give you time to share a little bit about the gift that you're offering. So I am going to switch us over to that as much as I would love to continue talking about this other first. So yeah, I know you have a gift for the audience. I will put the link up on my blog that's attached to this interview, sure, as well as the Transformation Talk Radio page. But what would you like to tell them about this gift?
Sure. I think the greatest value that I can give you is giving you my entire model, my entire how to clarify and monetize your mission to make a difference. It's 5 days, although you can take longer to do it if you need to. It's 5 days of going through each aspect of how do you put a business together that is aligned to your purpose, that can transition you out of what it is that you're doing, gives you that fulfillment, and it covers all the areas that you need to be thinking about in order to build a robust business for tomorrow, right? Well, tomorrow is upon us, right? And it's very detailed. And so there's a training every day. Sometimes it's 15 minutes, sometimes it's 20 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes. And then there's a strategy session afterwards where you actually start to put the pieces together. So you start strategizing, you start coming up with elements of the training within it. And nice. I love it. People love it. That I get lots of rave reviews about that.
And so even if a person was at home with a baby right now and nowhere near looking at going back to work, this might be something they could sign up for and start doing just to start tuning into what really drives me. I mean, right now your baby is going to be your top priority, but there's no harm in playing around and finding out what are some of the other things that I have going for me that I love to do. Right.
Well, absolutely. Because when you find out what those expressions are, you can actually bring that into your playtime with your kid, you know?
Yes.
Well, if this is where my joy is, I've got to make sure that I'm expressing myself via these expressions, even though I'm not back at work yet. And I can have more fun with my kids and they see that I'm more alive and, you know, that whole relationship can be fired up as well.
Absolutely. Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Nicola, for sharing your time and all of your wisdom. There is so many gems that you shared that people can go back and listen to this, sign up for this 5-day, let me see, I have the name here, 5-day Purpose Aligned Business Challenge, right?
That's it.
That's the one. Awesome. And you can also find out more about Nicola at her website, nicolagrace.com. Thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. And just with much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Nicola Grace, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of vibrant, powerful moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.